end of the year holiday related fire safety reminders. And William Bounce here from the Bryan Fire Department. We don't want you coming back after the first of the year having to recap anything bad happening.
No, we would like to avoid that. And hopefully everybody will take heed of a few safety guidelines and prevent us from having to deal with any tragedies.
One thing that you brought up as we were visiting beforehand, I had forgotten that it is fireworks season again.
Well, it will be before we visit again, since I won't see you until next year. So we want to remind everybody that fireworks are illegal inside the city of Bryan and College Station. They can sell them out there outside in the county, but that does not mean you can bring them inside the city and violate city ordinances firing them off. So take heed to that. And if you are out in the county where it's legal to shoot fireworks, then obviously be very careful and have a clear area and have an extinguishment source at hand and watch where your fireworks land and just be cautious.
We're well into the Christmas tree and outdoor lighting season already, so let's look ahead to the time that we're going to take all this stuff down and remove them and what may pose as some problems.
Well, we know that our decorations are up for most everybody. We're enjoying our decorations. After Christmas Day is over, you still want to be able to enjoy them a little bit longer before you take them down, but there's one particular decoration that needs to go away pretty much immediately. And if you have what used to be fresh Christmas trees, it's not going to be so fresh anymore. And when it gets dry, it becomes nothing but a fire hazard. So that one decoration of that live tree, or what used to be a live tree, needs to leave before maybe some of the other decorations do. And if it's defrocked and cleaned off and put out on your brushy bulk pickup day, which you can find if you don't know what day that is, you can go to bryantx.gov, press on departments, get a phone number for Public Works Solid Waste, and you can make sure what your day is. But if you'll put it out there for the brush pickup and it's cleaned off, they'll take it to the landfill and send it over to the section of landfill for the composting. And the evergreens make really good compost, and so that's giving back to the environment. So if you'll clean your tree off and set it out there for the brush pickup, they'll pick it up.
And that advisory even goes, even if you're using even the cooler LED or the really miniature lights. I mean, trees just get dry, and when they get dry, any heat just going to be an ignition source regardless of how big the lights are?
Well, it could be. I mean, the LEDs help us a lot because they don't generate heat. But you could have many different ignition sources. You could have a spark from a plug that's behind there. You could have a candle somebody places too close. It doesn't really matter. The problem is, if you've watched any of the videos on YouTube where the Institute of Science and Technology, a couple of the fire departments that have done videos of model rooms, they usually put a timer on them. Those rooms have gone up, and they've shown that a tree can light and destroy the entire room in about a minute 15, which shocks a lot of people until they really see it. They just can't believe that it can go from igniting the side of the tree, one little branch, to your couch is gone, your TV's gone, the lamps are gone, the carpet's on fire, the whole entire room is engulfed. But it really can happen that fast.
And unfortunately, our time's about spent as well. So anything else as we wrap up the year?
Well, just be careful cooking inside and outside. Take care, as we've talked before, don't drink and drive. And I would like to put a congratulations out to the new fire chief, Eric Hurt, and the fire marshal's office in Bryan is looking really forward to working with his successor, whoever that is.